Father-son presidents. Harvard University has been regarded as the cradle of the U.S. presidents. So far, 8 presidents of the United States have graduated from Harvard University: John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Rutherford B. Hayes, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Bush graduated from Harvard Business School, Hayes and Obama from Harvard Law School, and the others from Harvard College. Among the 8 presidents, there are 2 presidents who are father and son. John Adams is John Quincy Adams's father. This father and son is unique in the U.S. history, as it were. It's unusual for a father and son to become president of the United States. By now, it has happened only twice. First with the Adamses, and more recently with the Bushes. The Bushes, however, did not graduate from the same college, which makes the Adamses a unique father and son. John Adams, 1735 to 1826, was the second president of the United States, 1797 to 1801. He entered Harvard College in 1751 at age 16 and graduated Harvard with an A.B. degree in 1755. Later, as a delegate from Massachusetts to the Continental Congress, Adams signed the Declaration of Independence and played a leading role in persuading Congress to adopt the Declaration of Independence. He, therefore, is regarded as one of the most influential founding fathers of the United States. Ironically, Adams died on July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. John Adams's son, John Quincy Adams, 1767 to 1848, was the 6th president of the United States, 1825 to 1829. He helped formulate the famous Monroe Doctrine and is regarded as one of the greatest diplomats in American history. John Quincy Adams was educated principally by his parents during his adolescence and later at private schools in Paris, while accompanying his father on diplomatic missions in Europe. He furthered his formal education at Harvard College on his return to the United States in 1785, graduating in 1787. While he served in Senate, Adams took the lecture in University Hall to begin his part-time job as Harvard's first Boylston Professor of Rhetoric and Oratory. Communicating between Cambridge and the new capital city, he linked the Republic and the Academy. He taught for 2 years from 1806 to 1808 and published his lectures. This brief professorship was the most congenial of his many positions.